The Obama White House is again focusing its attention on the economy. The administration has rolled out a new plan it says will help create jobs and dig out of the recession. The economy was the primary focus of the president's White House press conference this past week.
Millions of Americans are still looking for work. Millions of families are struggling to pay their bills or the mortgage. And so these proposals are meant to both accelerate job growth in the short term and strengthen the economy in the long run.
The president's jobs push comes late in a crucial election year. November's midterm elections are less than 2 months away. For more, NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us in the Washington, D.C. studio. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Leah.
So the president is pushing for tax breaks for small businesses and increased federal spending on the transportation system. But boy, he really is avoiding that word stimulus.
He is. It really is something, because that word has been so poisoned in the political lexicon of today that he can't afford to have any additional economic initiative dubbed a stimulus. It's just like, you know, a sign of death on arrival. So what he's talking about is, yes, shouldn't we all be stimulative? Shouldn't we all care about our economy? Trying to put it in those neutral terms. But what you see here is really a week in which the president finally went on the offensive, and finally tries to engage Republicans on the argument about how the nation understands its economic situation. For the longest time, Republicans have had free rein to beat up on him on the economic narrative, and they seem to have succeeded because most Americans don't think the economy is in good shape. And it's not just unemployment numbers. They just have a generally downcast attitude about the economic direction of the country.
But in this political climate, is it a convincing argument that the GOP is obstructionist when it comes to fixing the economy?
It can't. You can make that case, Leanne, because what you have is a lack of cooperation from the Republicans on Capitol Hill in so many cases. But the other side of that is that you have a lot of people who think that the president's policies have not succeeded, that the promise that unemployment would drop to 8% has not been fulfilled. We still have almost 10% unemployment in the country. And then secondly, people say, well, if you know what, these policies aren't popular, so we'll support anybody who's in opposition. The question then that comes from the White House is, so where are the Republican ideas? What is it that they would be doing differently? But that hasn't engaged the public so much as the idea that, you know what, whatever we've got, it's just not working at the moment. One last thing on this is, for the longest time, some people thought, well, let's blame President Bush. But what's happened is that more and more Americans now are saying President Obama has been in office sufficiently long that he has to take increased responsibility.
You know, there's one word that makes Americans prick up their ears, and that's taxes. And there is a debate going on. Republicans want to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for high-income households. President Obama wants tax cuts for all but the wealthiest Americans. Distill that debate.
Well, what we're talking about here, Leanne, are tax cuts for about 1.9% of the U.S. population. That's households that make more than $250,000 a year. Now, if you listen to the Obama White House, what they're saying is this is a very small percentage of Americans. We're talking about giving tax cuts to 97% of Americans who make less than the $250,000. And we're even going to give you a tax cut if you make more than $250,000 on your first $250,000 of income. But if you listen to Republicans, they're saying, you know what, that 1.9% of Americans that makes more than $250,000 includes a large percentage of people who do hiring, specifically small business owners. Now, that's in somewhat contention because a lot of people say, you know what, in fact, it's not. We're talking about athletes, millionaires, CEOs. We're not necessarily talking about the average mom-and-pop store owner who makes closer to $30,000 to $50,000 a year. So this is sort of complex, but the basic idea is, if you listen to President Obama on Friday, he said, you know what, it's not an effective stimulative tool, that it's not going to exactly spur the economy in such a way that it would compensate for the lost income that adds to the national deficit. So that's his position. Why won't Republicans work with me on the idea of giving a tax break to the 97% instead of standing in my way? He says it's political.
If, and from a political standpoint, is the Obama administration's renewed focus on the economy, is it getting through to the people who are voting, or is it too little too late?
That's the heart and soul of it, Leanne. Is it too little too late? That's why I said this week, with this press conference and with a series of speeches, first in Milwaukee, then outside Cleveland, the president really has tried to make the case that his agenda is about creating jobs. Creating jobs at this moment. But I think for many Americans, the question is, why haven't you been about jobs all along? Why were you on health care? Why are you arguing about cap and trade? You know, you look at all of the issues that he's been handling, and he's got a long list of legislative accomplishments. But people say the economy is job one. That's the number one issue. And can his late surge here, if you will, on the economy make up for the fact that he hasn't been engaged all along?
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thanks a lot for coming in.
Pleasure to be here, Leanne.